Let's go into historic preservation.
We're 30 minutes ahead of schedule here.
We are 30 minutes ahead of schedule.
Sam, what town is that? That's your test. Quick, Sam, you should know by now.
I thought Georgetown.
All right, Arlette, what town's that?
It's not Georgetown.
That's part of Tortue Theater down.
And my mother was born just right around that corner of that building. Boys, I'm telling you, don't even know where you are, do you?
I know where the like.
Is it Seaford? I'm out of here.
Is it Seaford?
I'm it.
Yes, it's Seaford.
Is it Seaford?
Yes.
I don't know.
Don't you see?
You don't know. You just asked me.
Do y'all see the 629 phone number on the window?
Was that the old hardware?
Oh,
the 69. Old Burton's Hardware.
Yeah.
They didn't use those cell phone numbers in 69 in those days.
No.
Yeah, you call the operator.
Michael, is that Seaford?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Burton's Hardware burnt down, right?
That's not Burton Hardware.
But what was
Hardware's right down the street from.
Right. Was that Manning's? If you look at the last building down, is where the Bon Appetit restaurant is.
Is that Manning's, the old Manning's?
One coming this way is where the insurance agent is. One this time was a dress shop.
Church is right across the street.
Yeah.
We're having a historic preservation discussion.
Now, where is that?
It's Seaford.
Thank you.
There you go.
So then again, I cheated and read the banner.
I sent the picture.
I read the banner.
Oh, I didn't see the banner, but yeah.
All right, let's go.
That's what it is.
So vision, we were done. Introduction, I think we're done, right?
Yeah. Historic preservation.
Go through my checklist.
Great.
Let's find that chapter.
Population, we're done.
It's chapter 10. It's towards the back.
Yep, so I'm heading back there. Historical preservation.
So this chapter begins somewhere around 14,000 years ago. With discussions,
Jordan, the first line.
No, Sam was
of local tribes on the landscape. It then continues on with the granting of the present-day Delmarva by King Charles I of Great Britain, and it continues on through the 18th and 19th centuries. This chapter is kind of a nice read. If you haven't had a chance to read it, it does really tell a good story about Sussex County and the importance of preserving its history. It does mention a lot of local organizations that are available to help protect and preserve history within the county, the Heritage Tourism Bureau, cemetery protection, byways, even specific sites like the Cannon Maston House and Hearns and Rollins Mills. So the chapter is about 25 pages. There was some discussion about its length. In our read, it seems to tell a good story. I don't know if it really needs to be shortened. And it does appear early in the document, so it does kind of like help the reader kind of get a sense of how we got to where we are and what that might mean for our future. If anybody has any questions, I can maybe talk about that right now. But what I was going to do was go into how we framed out the goals, objectives, and strategies for this chapter. So this is the contents of the current element. Provides a history, as I mentioned, the importance of preservation, what organizations exist to help preserve that history, where they exist, those local historic districts, and strategies for preservation. So historic preservation in Sussex takes on many forms. It can be through rehabilitating structures as opposed to replacing them. Maybe holding meetings with the public to talk about prioritization of historic areas, what it means to them, and capturing those stories so that they can be put into preservation. Preservation of history. The county's history maybe has different meanings to different people and what that history entails. So there's a lot of activity within the county that deals with historic preservation, and it's many of those things are captured here in this chapter. So this map shows the locations of these historic places and districts that are listed on the National Register. You should feel very proud, I guess, of your historic cultural areas and the number of them that exist and where they're located. They are easily accessible by a large population within the county. So in 08, the old plan listed a few strategies for historic preservation. And we're trying to build on that. So to read through this, they're continuing partnering with the state, reservation, Delaware, and local municipalities to encourage National Register nominations, share information about the benefits of historic preservation, and promote economically viable alternatives to demolition. So that can take on many forms. They list adaptive reuse here, which involves the renovation and reuse of older structures for uses other than their intended original use. They also suggested a model ordinance be prepared regulating the demolition of historic structures, sending county staff to local towns to promote and encourage adoption of regulations, and working with local communities. It's the local communities that are really, I guess, the driving force and saviors of many of these historic sites and structures. In these presentations to towns, a county can be a resource or a mentor or an assistant in terms of how these prioritizations can take place.
Well, we do have a historical planner. The towns do not. So we could have an ordinance that would require the towns to work with our historical planner, or we just offer the service? I mean, is that kind of?
Yeah, the historical planner is a resource, and it's usually when a structure or a site, it becomes threatened. Or if you're looking at maybe like a Main Street corridor that has a higher number of structures or sites that would warrant maybe an overlay for a historic district, those are the times that your county resources can be made best available to those communities that may have limited funding or maybe forethought in terms of preserving those spaces.
But we can't by ordinance require the towns, right? I mean, no. To George's point, we can't do that.
Now, how about a possible, or like you just said, there's a historical district. Bethel's incorporated though, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
For years it wasn't, I guess. But anyway, if there was an area, how would we have the ability to create a historical district? Do we have to go back to this list and it has to be on that list? Or can it be deemed to be like historical significant by, I guess, the state or somebody? Or can the county's historical planner determine through his studies, like that school we just out there at the park, Seaford?
Woodland School.
Right, there was a Woodland School. We had no idea what it was. We learned a lot about it. It's not on that list, I don't think, right? No. But it's of historical significance. So you're saying we could possibly write an ordinance to protect those things, or have some steps they would have to go through before they could demo it?
The county,
right now, we don't even have a demo permit, I don't think.
The county preservation officer can do the research and identify, you know, whether or not a site or a structure is worth preserving, and make recommendations to planning commission and council members regarding how that can be done. It doesn't always have to be an ordinance.
But a recommendation really gets you nowhere sometimes in trying to save something. And again, we'll get a complaint that if every project that gets approved has to have the historical planner look to see if there's anything historical on the site, it might hold up things or something. But right now we don't have anything about historical preservation. Do you have any idea what we should, I mean, from what your perusal, what we do here and what they do elsewhere, how we could approach it?
Well, it can be done a couple of different ways. The county can have a requirement that new development that would occur within an existing area where sites have been known to be historic or potentially worthy of preservation should undergo a secondary review before any development would be going in to change. A lot of this happens, though, on the local level. So it's communities that may not see why something might be preserved and would benefit from county preservation officers' input as to why maybe a secondary look might be worth happening in that area before they go ahead and change the landscape or redevelop it. So it's up to council if they want to include something in the plan that has a strategy that would then go ahead and update or change how an ordinance would affect preservation.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that if somebody buys a property and there's this old house on there and it's termite ridden and it's not worthy of being preserved, but then a bunch of county officials because of an ordinance said, you know, we don't, you got to fix it up or you can't tear it down or something and all this other stuff. I don't know if, I don't like that being that far reaching, but if there is something significant and we have a developer who's totally could care less, mm-hmm. you know, and we here in Sussex, and he's, you know, anyway, very insensitive to what the issue is. I'd love to have the ability to, in extreme cases maybe, step in and say, we should preserve this. This is worth preserving.
And is that in addition to whatever might already be listed or on the National Register or the State Historic Preservation Office?
Right. Because a lot of people have these structures, don't know it, right? Or they know it, and they just don't want to go through all the rigmarole of getting it listed.
So we can go through what is outlined in our goals, objectives, and strategies for this chapter and identify if they capture what you're trying to accomplish, and if they don't, we can look to see what changes can be made to help strengthen it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cole, I would add, you may recall, this conversation took place, or conversation on this topic took place back in 2009. The county actually introduced they had a discussion on a discussion ordinance on this, historic preservation. I pulled it up because it rang a bell. It's on our website, actually. And this conversation took place July of 2009 as a result of being in the current comp plan, 2008 comp plan. And it looks like that you all were framing up the idea that if a building was determined to be historic, and it looks like in this conversation that was 80 years or older, with a footprint of at least 800 square feet, there would be some waiting time between demolition of the building. It did not, that ordinance did not get formally introduced, so there was no action taken. But mm-hmm. at least to this point in this conversation, the county has gotten that far on this topic.
How big is the footprint?
Has to be 800 square feet. 80 years or old. Now this is just, I'm reading from the 09, and this looks like it's just an outline. Mm-hmm. 800 square feet, 80 years or older, a historic building other than an agricultural barn.
Agriculture barn?
Yeah, other than. Just context.
And did we ever have a draft ordinance that would, they ever actually took that next step?
No, it looks like it was discussed and that's all that took place.
Okay.
Actually, I was born in a house over 80 years old. In fact, my son lives in that same house now. It's over 120 years old.
Well, if some developer bought that farm,
could tear it down.
Should we preserve that house? Would you be willing to be a public official that would introduce an ordinance or support an ordinance that would say, there's certain steps you have to do before you tear that building down because of its historical significance?
Now, we do have some reference that goes back to old times.
Would you support an ordinance preserving that type of building?
Actually, Mike knows about Old Furnace. Remember mm-hmm. the Old Furnace Road? That tells us the Old Furnace Road is over on what road is that? On the way to Middle Ford? That's known as Old Furnace. And the Old Furnace actually got orange over out there. And in fact, my child went to school years ago. He had one of the teachers come down from Pennsylvania and was teaching. He said, there's no such thing as ore around here. So I went down to a ditch and I dug out a ditch, got him some iron ore. And I said, go back and tell your teacher that he's not teaching right things. So there actually is iron ore right here.
Okay, but
I don't think Mr. Cole's question is, would you be willing to support an ordinance to require something before somebody can tear down?
Well, that's what I'm asking you, because you're an elected official now, Sam, and if it's on a, not just take it out of being it's your personal birthplace, but if it was a...
Well, that should be said. It should be like, you need to say, like, George Washington left here, we have when Sam Wilson was born here.
Well, that might hurt the development. You never know. They might not know what's buried.
That's where my grandpa...
Okay, but if there was a home on a 100-acre farm that had historical significance because of its age, more so than, say, who lived in it. Do you feel that we as county officials should require that developer have to go through a number of steps, like maybe offer to a historical place or somehow incorporated into the development as the clubhouse, which they did where out here at the farm going into Lewis.
Schofield.
Schofield did it, and also the manufactured housing of Steve Chase.
Colonial
Steve.
East. Huh? Colonial West or Colonial East.
Yeah, Colonial East, but they preserved the old farmhouse. Anyway, would you be willing to support an ordinance that would try for the county to, maybe we could, don't want to force them, but to some kind of give them incentives or give them some encouragement to save these historical structures? As long as they're in good shape, structurally, now that we may get a home inspection that the place is about to fall into the ground because of termites. It's not worth saving, but.
I think when we had the conversation back in 09, that was simply going to be something that would not do anything except require the landowner to contact the county, and that we would have Mr. Parsons go out there and document, take pictures and document the structure. Like there's a waiting period of time, then you could tear it down if you wanted to, but they wanted some documentation or whatever of the, is my recollection. That's been, yeah. I've stepped since then, I think that's right.
And that, I think that, I remember sort of mirrored, like I know Rehoboth Beach, for example, has a demolition permit ordinance, and there's, I forget if it off the top of my head, if it's 30 or 60 days, it doesn't do anything to deny your right to demolish it, but it sort of puts a hold on it, so if anybody wants to document it, or if they can find a donor for the house or whatever, you know, it buys some time.
And we talk about like 30 days or something, it wasn't a long period of time.
Is there, okay, well, I think I was supportive of doing something to that effect years ago. I don't know if there's still the support.
Now, keep in mind that, you know, in the comp plan process, we're not saying that you're going to do it or that this is how you're going to do it or here's the details. You, if you're inclined to do it, that would be something that would go in the, I guess, the strategies. Well, goals, objectives, and strategies is something to look
explore.
At. Yeah, if you, gets back to those passive words of explore or consider, but that's where that would go.
I think that the, I hear your concern, right? You got an old house that's just not worth anything, right? I don't want to stand in the way of that.
Not either.
But you got the Cannon House, or you got an extreme structure that maybe should be preserved. I don't know how to quantify that, right? That, but there ought to be some characteristics that say this is extreme, right? And it's could fit in, you know. So I don't want to take it away. I don't want to force somebody to go to New England and buy a molding for a house that's fallen down. But at the same token, I think that there are extreme historical houses that should deserve a little consideration before demolish.
Well, Newcastle County probably allowed so much to be destroyed over the years up there, some really gorgeous mansions and different things. And anyway, maybe an ordinance, or is there any sense talking to ordinances now, or we're too early?
We would talk about strategies that within the ordinance.
Well, a strategy I'd look at, then I don't know if it's a strategy or not, but I could see an ordinance formulated that would require, because of a property's been determined to be of historical significance, that there's a couple steps. One would be a home inspection. And realtors get home inspection. Anything transfers nowadays gets a home inspection. They're like $300 to $500, $600. Not a terribly expensive venture, especially when you consider the property is of historical significance. Based on a home inspection, then the county would have a waiting period of 30 days or 60 days like these other towns. And then, but not to prevent it being from being destroyed or demoed, but the home inspection would give an indication to this governing body if it's worth saving or not, even to the owner. And then the 30 days, then it would, or 60 days, whatever we put in there, would give the opportunity of the historical planner to try to get somebody to accept the house, take the house, do whatever, you know, if they could move the house. But I don't know how it would be, but I think a home inspection should be required so that everybody's on the same page when it comes to the condition of the property.
Who pays for the inspections?
I think the applicant should.
So if you look at actually goal number one and strategy number two, mm-hmm. On page 23, it says identify additional historic sites to preserve. And then the strategy is to continue to work with the towns, universities, private property owners, and other historic preservation entities to identify new sites for the National Register and expand existing National Register districts. Maybe under that, there could be a second strategy that could be explore or consider the creation of an ordinance regarding the regarding documentation of or preservation of historic resources.
Whatever.
So, Mike, may I? Quick question. Let's use a live example. Okay, I recall, was it last year or 2 years ago? Let's move beyond the homes, but let's talk about the church, Belltown, right? Right there in Lewis. And as an example, how would you envision, because I think that does have some historical context, I believe, to the community.
Well, the application on that, the only difference is they were going to preserve it.
Correct. Well, they desire to, but I mean, as you know, if I recall, you know, it's been on the market for a long time, right? And that's why we were here, because there was an applicant. But I would be curious, and I wouldn't be against, you know, highlighting that or acknowledging that it is a historical importance, but how would we, as a body, how would we move forward with something like that as an example? I'd be curious. I mean,
well, again, if they were talking about redevelopment and they were going to demo it, and our historical planner looks at the application is perused by him, and he determines it to be of historical significance, then it would trigger maybe a home inspection and a waiting period by ordinance that we would have to give the county officials and historical preservation people time to reflect on it. But the home inspection would tell us things like, you know, it's sound, it's structure sound, you know, the roof sound, or no termite, or no real big problems with it.
I would just say that the way the discussion's going, that's getting more into
getting more detailed, right?
Right.
This is just teeing.
But that application, Rob, is maybe not so good, because those applicants came in and they said this is historical significance, and we want to do this, and we're going to preserve it, which we should say go for it. We loved it, and I think we did support it. But if they had come in and said we're going to tear it down, if the state of Delaware has to buy it when they do the reconfiguration of Five Points, for instance, and it's a historical significance, you know, maybe we would have an ordinance that would the state have to comply with an ordinance if we had an ordinance about historical significance and that property was deemed to be historical significant? Does the state have to?
They should, right?
I'm asking our.
I don't know on that one.
Anyway, I mean, there's an example that property would be under threat of demo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I ask a question, John Janelle Vince? It looks like in 08 we had something that was to prepare a model ordinance, and I don't see any strategies referencing any of this in the draft in front of council now. Was that taken out from 08 till the draft today?
Yes. As part of the discussion between Planning Commission, they did not have a desire to move forward with the proposed ordinance. Because, again, all the ordinances and the strategies from 08 were considered as part of this.
Right.
So
just get a consensus if we want to put it back in.
Right.
At this point, and not have to get into details.
And this is a good illustration, as we are on day one. We shouldn't really be talking about 30-day waiting period or county planner. Does this council feel the need to implement something to protect historic structures? Whatever something looks like, we'll figure that out down the road.
I say yes.
Yeah, I certainly.
I say yes.
Yes.
So we could create a strategy that would say explore the possibility of creating an ordinance to protect historic resources.
The gentleman back there doesn't like that word explore.
Again, but that's the reason it's in the comprehensive plan, is to give you or to consider. It is supposed to be broad and to give you options.
It's better to explore it than to not explore it at all.
Correct.
Yes.
It appears there are three at least want to put it back in.
Do you want to go with specifically that, or do you want to do something broader, which is what I just said, explore or consider the possibility of the creation of an ordinance to look at the protection of historical resources?
I think we ought to look, if we can come up with an ordinance that this gets three votes, yes, I think we ought to look to an ordinance, because I think we're losing a lot in this county, and I think we ought to preserve some of it.
Just a strategy at this point.
Just strategy.
It's a strategy that needs definition.
Broad.
It's a very broad strategy, because again, that's you want to leave yourself different options.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use resources, you've just not said, oh, we just want to protect certain buildings. You can protect a number of different things.
I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, without belaboring this thing, the whole thing back in '08, we talked about in '09, was simply having a waiting period where the county would go in there and document it for the people to take the picture, that kind of stuff. Because there were certainly concerns, and I would think it would be on this council if you get that far, the idea of telling somebody it's historic, you can't tear it down.
Right.
And they're going to tell you, guess whose name's on this title?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
I'll tear it down tomorrow if I want to. I mean, it's our land, you know what I mean? But the idea of, I guess, if nothing else, of documenting.
Mm-hmm. And typically that's just taking pictures.
And all that kind of stuff. But yeah, put whatever you can work up, I guess. But is that... We lost consensus.
Delta, get
no, we had... Here he is.
Here we got consensus back. Y'all just lost your consensus.
These two haven't said anything, but there's three that said there's a consensus to work up an ordinance.
Before we left.
Similar to this.
What generic?
It's a strategy.
Not an order.
Strategy.
It's to explore a strategy for the exploration of historic preservation of historic resources. Yeah. So we will work on that.
Ordinance.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will.
It'll appear in it.
We can.
Because it appears in that, right? Ordinance. As an overlay ordinance.
Explore the adoption of
whatever you
an
do.
Ordinance.
I'm just thinking the word ordinance should be in there.
Explore an ordinance. We've got it. Yeah. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
I got a bunch of different.
Explore a model. Right. They want.
Consider, yeah.
There's a consensus to
we had one more to their list. Got to pick that number up one now.
So that'll end up in 10.1 under the goals. All right. What's the next one?
We are smoking the streets. Rolling.
The OA plan talked about preservation priorities in the demolition of historic structure. Permit processes, making sure that buildings that are being demolished are disconnected from utilities, debris is disposed of in accordance with state and federal regs. Some of these old structures have asbestos, for example, so you might make sure they're disposed of properly. And then integrating preservation criteria into the county's development review process. So this kind of touches a little bit on what we were just talking about, making sure that information or of the status of a structure or site is known before decisions are made. So this chapter has two goals. The first one says it should preserve the historic and cultural resources in the county and then provide a comprehensive approach to historic preservation planning in the county. As we get into this, you'll see that it does touch on some of those early 08 strategies. So to support goal 10, preserve the historic and cultural resources. We have a series of objectives to do that. It includes documenting existing historic and cultural resources within the county, identifying additional historic sites to preserve, consider pursuing certified local government status, mitigating the negative effects of proposed development on significant resources, and then developing, enhancing, and promoting heritage tourism opportunities.
I do have a question. Reading this chapter, explain to me, I couldn't find it. Where's it tell us what certified local government status is or it means? Where's the definition of that in this chapter? I missed that somewhere, I know I did.
Good question, Mike.
Yeah, we don't use that term very often. I'm not familiar with it either.
Apparently Lewis has got it and someone else has got it. But I couldn't find it here where it told me what that was.
So what it is, it's a designation by the state. I don't know if we specifically identified and explained that in the text, but what it is, it's a designation from the state saying you meet certain criteria, then we can then have the ability to get some grants or tax credits to help with historic preservation. It would give the county the ability to receive those types of funding mechanisms from that come through the state and the federal programs.
Okay, so we towns do it. You're saying the county could
two
also.
Towns have done it, I think.
Yeah, Lewis and there's
Georgetown, Lewis and something. Lewis and Milton.
Milton.
Yeah.
Milton.
Shouldn't there somewhere in here when somebody reads this
right,
thing?
Right, we can make sure that language is added to describe that program. Yeah. Correct.
Well, you can explain it in the narrative.
Maybe there should be a page in the back of definitions of all these state agencies or these just these letters and stuff.
I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. It's not even what it was.
Yeah.
Not a problem. We can.
The Laurel's got the largest number of historic structures in the state of Delaware.
Is that Laurel?
Hundreds.
Yeah, they have a very large historic district.
Yeah, almost whole town, the old town in LA.
Yep.
For goal two, we do have another series of objectives. Goal two is to provide a comprehensive approach to historic preservation planning. And that would be to continue to provide historic preservation assistance to those municipalities that are seeking that. Serving as a comprehensive clearinghouse through the county historic preservation planner and supporting departments for technical information on historic preservation to the local officials and the public. And continuing to support state, nonprofit, and private property owners' historic preservation efforts within the county. So, as you can see, some of these earlier conversations about having a pause before we go ahead and do any changes to a site or a structure, they are included in these goals and objectives. So, how do we do that? And this is where, in all of these different elements, we kind of get into the meat and potatoes of what an ordinance could look like. And they are outlined by these strategies. Strategy 10.1 supports goal 10.1. So we would look to continue partnerships with these universities, archaeological societies, historic societies, and other entities around the county. We want to work with those different entities to identify new sites. We want to meet with the National Trust and State Historic Preservation Office to learn more about that statewide program Mr. Vincent would like to define. We'll reach out to local communities to learn how they're using that status and then sharing this information with others so they can learn more about the program. 10.1 also continues to say we would work with developers to think about alternative uses for historic resources. Adaptive reuse came up earlier. Moving sites can be expensive, but sometimes it can be done with private funds. Continue working to expand byways through the counties, local communities that would support that. Continue to develop historic sites to increase capacity and opportunities for tourism. The county thrives on its tourism industry. Programs such as this could help enhance that. Encourage stakeholders to continue tourism plans for sites, including consideration of creation of a countywide history tourism committee.
Oh boy.
And developing through partnerships with universities and the Historic Delaware Heritage Commission, a publication that highlights where these sites are and why they're important.
John, can I hit the pause button there for a moment? Part of my view on reviewing all of the comp plan material is the impact on the county operation overall and staff particularly. And I read through this and I listened today, and there is a concern of things that are in here. You know, we have one person doing all of this right now, and I wonder if should that be a concern. You know, do we look at that last strategy? Do we really want our one person charged with all of this working to develop a publication? Is that something this council sees as a mission that the county should be fulfilling? That's an open question. I would tell you this is a pretty significant list for one person, in my view, and I think Dan does an outstanding job of what he does right now, but I think his plate's full. So more of a question and less of guidance than but in more particular and important things, other topics perhaps, we should be thinking about that with the impact it's going to have on county operations.
So in other words, if we implement, or we're going to need to consider increasing staff.
Right. That, or, you know, do you want your county historic planner developing a book that highlights the most significant historic sites in the county? That sounds great. I like that idea. But what on his plate is he going to take off of that? For example, if we enact a preservation demolition ordinance, and that's his job to go out and look at these sites, it's probably going to take precedent over developing a publication. I use it as an example of some of the things that I'm viewing as we walk through this. If you do see red flags, if publications aren't what the county's in the business of doing, by all means, we should speak up.
And or approved designee? I mean, I don't know. I mean, in other words, if we decide that we want to do that, then we can hire somebody, right, as a consultant to do it.
Just be mindful that this does take people behind it to see it implemented, and I will point out in future conversations other things that I think we should be concerned about if it's going to impact the operation. I don't think anyone wants to expand government as a result of the comp plan.
No, but couldn't an ordinance require the county in two instances, maybe? Somebody's going to demo something. So if they come in for a demo permit, that there needs to be maybe a some information on the permit application for a demo permit of when the structure was built, et cetera, location, stuff like that. And then our historical guy could then, that might be a trigger for him to look at that. Or also when we have an application in front of us, you know, it as it goes through plus and everything, the historical people look at it. And if something comes up there, then that triggers something. But just to go out and start inventory and stuff, I don't know if there's any real desire to do that unless they're being impacted by redevelopment or demo.
Yeah.
So that's would be my take on this, as opposed to like trying to get a big, you know, inventory and have some guy or a whole staff out doing things.
I hear your concern with the staffing, and I think we ought to be mindful of that throughout the comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. We got to be extremely mindful of that. However, a publication printing, once it's printed, if in fact that's what we want to do, it isn't like we need to reprint it. That's not, you know, I mean, the houses aren't going away if they're in that book. You know what I mean? But I hear your concern.
Just a comment. Thank you.
Okay. We developed a series of strategies to support goal number 2, which is to provide a comprehensive approach to historic preservation planning. And that is listed here. We would continue those partnerships with the State Historic Preservation Office to promote tax credit program. Continue the education outreach efforts to share information about the benefits of historic preservation. And continue working on additions to the county's historic preservation database and publish it. Perhaps that could be the publication. As the sites get added, we add them to the database. We would consider making surveys as required by the Section 106 process available to the public through partnerships with the State Historic Preservation Office, DelDOT, and DENREC. Support the Delaware Alliance for Nonprofit Advancement and the creation of new nonprofit organizations. Continue participation in the State Review Board for Historic Preservation. Work with the Department of Education to incorporate learning about local history into the classroom, and then finally continuing the education and outreach efforts to share information about the benefits of historic preservation with private property owners.
I would make one comment too, just for a little bit of background. 10.2.3.1, the one that says support the Delaware Alliance for Nonprofit Advancement in the creation of new nonprofit organizations. You'll see this type of strategy appear in several elements. Mm-hmm. And the reason behind that is not so much that Sussex County is going to, you know, assign somebody the responsibility of supporting it or we're going to do something. A lot of times with these nonprofit organizations, for grant writing purposes, they need to show that their governing body is a box they checked, supports what it is they're trying to do. So if by including that type of statement in a comp plan, we can help nonprofits get funding for projects that they're doing in Sussex County. So that's that type of thing, that's why it appears. And that was a discussion we had at the planning and zoning level too.
Yeah, you'll see that pop up, especially in like the housing chapter and a couple other chapters. It's just very generic, and that's the reason to help those groups be able to obtain additional funding.
Yeah. Thank you for that clarification, because I've heard in this regard where our staff, it is quite laborious to help with these nonprofits getting to nonprofit status. And it takes time for our staff to assist that. So I'm glad you clarified.
So that completes the number of strategies that are shown. We will add one that talks about the creation of an ordinance. It would probably be the only one in this chapter that talks about the creation of an ordinance.
I got a question. Can we talk about historical significance? Can a site, like you know, battlefields, like they are in other states, can that, does that fall under this, or does that fall under, or a forest, an old growth forest, could be of historical significance because of, I don't know, are those possibilities?
A site would only be historic based on the activities that had previously taken place at that location.
Okay, so anything else, like in other words, I can remember in North Bethany, there was an area called Cotton Patch, which was the highest point along the coast, and then a developer came in and bought a part of this, and it was told to us, I think, by the state of Delaware that it was the last stand of this type of particular oak tree or something that grows in the coastal area. And we had nothing to protect it, so they basically pretty much flattened it. But that wouldn't fall under here. You'd look more to the environmental protections, maybe?
The natural resource protection.
Okay.
If you're looking to preserve old growth forest.
Things like that.
You would look to create opportunities for those sites to be preserved.
But a battlefield or an event
is history.
Right. Mike got in a fight one time, wasn't it, in Seaford?
So a battlefield, like George has said, or a old fort, right, area, would fall in this deal, even though the structure's not there anymore, or it was just a field.
Yeah, I mean, there were probably tents set up at Valley Forge that are no longer there, but the site itself represents where that event took place, so it is held in preservation. You can do the same thing in Sussex, identify where maybe a major event took place. And if the land is contiguous or near, you know, where those events took place, you can cobble together and overlay that would then protect it.
I think there's been conversations. I think some people think Ocean View, right, is the first place where a chicken house was formated. I think some people that live down there, George, you probably know this, think actually it's over in Roxana. There's a little debate. Amongst the natives.
No debate.
I'm only the messenger.
Yeah, because you're from out of town.
No. I'm talking about those who were born and raised in those areas.
As an expert.
Right. Yeah. Who grew up in Seaford. So forget
what's wrong with that?
Nothing, but not an Ocean View or Roxana is my point. But those that are born and raised and still live there today still have those dialogues. But it would be interesting from a historical context to find out really where it is, because that would be a huge significant historical context, because we are the chicken capital of the country, right?
You know where first
and that's
built, right?
That's where it was.
Be you kind know of where the first chicken house was built? The first chicken house that was built is up here at the Agriculture Museum in Dover now.
Yeah, so there's a history.
He's talking about the lady that
won't let any development up
there. I'm
talking about the one that had the first chicken house.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's up here at Delaware Agriculture building. You can go see it today if you want to.
And actually, you all know who I'm talking. Doug Hudson. Ask Doug Hudson. Because he I'm just saying, his wife right there, you just go back and ask them, not me. Don't ask me, ask them. They're the natives.
You're talking about preservation. I don't even find where the state really wants to have preservation. They're right here, the old CC camp in Redden, they done closed that place down. Why they closed that down, I ain't figured out yet.
Well, we do know.
Yeah. Had too many gay guys right there.
Let's keep going.
Let's move right along.
So we have completed the review of the goals, objectives, and strategies for this chapter. We will add the one. The chapter text is written to support and provide context for all of that. Unless there's any changes to the goals, objectives, and strategies, we will take the text as it stands and move forward with finalizing that chapter. At any time, if there is a concern that comes up as we go through these workshops where you would like to discuss something in specifics, we'd be happy to do that. Any other comments or questions?
There'll be a, like at the end, we'll go maybe through the whole thing again one time, just
yes.
each chapter, hit them and talk about different things. And
the last, one final, okay. the, we'll go through that in a moment.
That's
actually.
All right.
We have several dates on the calendar for workshops with council. And there's a lot.